Hey Jerry, it's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I got a couple questions here. I'm trying to finish this app here, but I see here on the application you put a different address.
Different address for what, Jeremiah?
You put 1587 Turner, but all your bank statements and your tax return says the
Right. I didn't know. I thought you might want the business where the business was located, 1587 Turner Road, maybe.
Okay, that's yeah.
My
What's
home address is the 31 Pinnacle Park Settlement District.
okay, so that's the home address.
Right.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to confirm that 31, and then the business, that's where the business is located, though.
Yes.
So I thought it was a home-based business, though.
All right, let me tell you, I am. Here's what happened.
Okay.
It's like, well, this is what I got to say now. 7, 8 years ago, my daughter married a person down in Salem, Mississippi.
Okay.
She's grandkids. My wife wanted to move down there. She wanted to get her job transferred down there, and I transferred my business down there actually for about 2 years. And
okay.
Here it was. We moved down there for 2 years, didn't like it, and come back. That was, I don't know if you ever heard of Katrina, that big hurricane come through down there. There was plenty of work down at that time.
Absolutely. I was born in New Orleans.
After Katrina left, and my daughter teaches school in New Orleans right now. One of them does. And anyway, after Katrina, the business, the market up. I couldn't find no work. I've always lived at 1587 Turner Road. That's my home since 1970. That's where I was born and raised way back in 1962. But anyway, that house and property, as far as I know, will probably never be sold. Anyway, I moved back up here where all my contacts was, all my work-related people, so that I could stay busy working. And so I work up here during the week, and I go home on the weekend. It's just all right, me and my wife got. You got a good job down there, and I've got a decent job up here. So I just drive back and forth. She'll come up here one weekend, and I'll go down there the next weekend. Of course,
okay.
In the winter months, when it's wet, I stay down there. But all my business stuff is sent, like the bank statements and all, is sent down there. Another thing I'll tell you about the bank statements.
Okay, that's not a problem. So the 1587 Turner, you can prove that your business is there, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. A job,
okay.
A property, everything there.
Okay, and you have like a what?
We live in a town down there. Ain't no way to put no logging equipment in where we live down there at 31 Pinnacle Point. They run us off.
Okay, so I'm going to put as your business address 1587, and how much do you pay for the mortgage there for the 1587?
Nothing, it's free. I mean, it's paid for.
Paid for?
I've accumulated that through the years, yeah.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so I'll go ahead and put that there. And then, so I'm going to put, for your home address, I'm going to put the 31 Pinnacle.
That's right.
Is that correct? Okay, good.
That is my home too. I mean, you know, now I'm a wife, but
sure.
I have a property and a home and a shop, and it's a 1587. So, you know, that's where the logging business is at.
Okay, and what year was CTJ Logging incorporated as a business?
Never was incorporated now. Sole
proprietorship.
I've been doing it since 1985.
Right, since 1985. Okay. So you started as a sole prop.
It started off as Johnson Logging. Of course, when my son got older, I think in 98 or 99, somewhere in the early, maybe early 2000, we changed it to the CTJ called it.
Okay, but it's a sole prop, right?
Yeah.
And what's the federal tax ID for the business? You didn't write that on there.
No, I forgot to write that on there. It's on my tax statement. I'll have to get that for you. Maybe
okay.
I'll call Crystal and get her to do this.
Yeah, go ahead and I'm gonna need that on here. So that should be the.
It's not on there, please shoot your tax papers off.
No, it's not on the any of the tax paperwork. I looked for it because usually it's on there. But yeah, I don't see it anywhere on here. So if you could send that to me. And then also, do you happen to have the extension form for 2015?
Did you call for what?
For the taxes?
I do not. I get my tax account. Give you. I think she done all that by email. My account is old, but she didn't give me no form.
Okay.
I tell you, let me tell you. Let me give you a number, and I'm gonna call her and tell her to talk to you if you can get up with us.
Yeah. What's the phone number?
662-263-5806.
Okay, 5 8
or
so.
either 552-1020. Her name is Lynn Bell. I'm fixing to call her right now. See if I can get. Well, it's not.
Okay. Repeat the phone number. Repeat the phone number for me one more time.
The office number is 662-563-5806.
Okay, 662 area code, right?
Yeah.
And then 263-5806.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's
and
the on her.
662 on her sale is 662-552-1020.
1020. And her name is Lynn.
Lynn, Dwen, Lynn Bell.
Wen, Wen.
Dwen, Lynn.
Gwen, Gwen.
Gwen Bell. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. I can give her a call here and ask her if she can send me you know the proper.
Let me give her a call. Let me give her a call first. So she'll probably do it if I call her.
Absolutely.
I'll call her at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. And then she'll probably have the federal tax ID too, right?
She'll have all of it. She'll have everything you need.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll get that and then that should be all I need.
Hey, let me tell you something else while I got you on the phone. It'd be a lot of trouble. But listen, I put some money in my personal account too, so they go put my personal account papers has got nothing to do with that. You don't see a balance of not much money on the every end of those statements. But I keep a little bit of my personal account. I keep that one down lower for tax purposes and other things. But it's what it's hurt me for. I've come to find out. I just want to go get a loan or something, and they see the balance is not much.
Mm-hmm.
But overdraft charges killed me last year. And the year before last, then because I didn't have an operating capital. That's why I've come to find out I've got to get some operating capital somehow or another where I can leave a good amount of money into that account every month, where I won't be. So that's what I'm needing more than anything. So now I'm operating capital where I can leave, a $10,000, $20,000 balance in that thing all the time.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that's going to hurt us a little bit is the NSF charges.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hell, we got $1,700,
$1,800
worth every year. I mean, that's the last 2 years it's been that way. Central Colorado hadn't had a operating capital.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to do my best, Jerry. I help out a lot of logging companies. So I'm going to see what I can do here, get you some money, and then we'll take it from there. But give Gwen a call real quick and let her know that I'm going to be calling her.
All right. I'll say, see what we can. If I have to start out low, y'all. And then maybe I don't know how y'all work your business, but if I had to start out with low, a small amount to start with to show you that I am a good payer.
Okay.
And go bigger later, whatever you can do. All right.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we'll work something out, Jerry, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome.